Hi, Georgia. It's Jesse.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just put you on speakerphone.
Okay, great.
Find Kurt. He wandered out.
Your husband's name is Kurt?
It's not my husband.
Oh, okay. It's just your business partner?
Something
or your boss? Okay. Never mind. I guess I don't need details. It's all right.
Yeah. We met during pandemic, and he moved in with me, and he had a horrible business partner, and I told him, you're being ripped off. Break up with your business partner. Let me restructure your business. I'll take care of everything for you. And that's where we're at today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, at least he has you. That's super nice of you.
We have two very, very successful seasons behind us, and each one getting better. But we're primarily spending money on Angie for no reason. I mean, they're just not the best lead. They're expensive, and they don't pan out. And I told him we're going to get, like, stop it with Angie, and I'll figure out something. And then when you guys called, again, I get this phone call all the time, but I've never entertained the idea of it until now.
Well, timing really is everything.
There you go. I just looked on the window and motioned for her to come.
Okay.
For her to come back inside. I don't think he was paying attention to the clock. So I think we're going to go forward. What we haven't decided is which one.
Okay.
And I guess we were going to ask some questions.
Okay.
Basically,
well,
I don't know what questions you wanted to ask.
So, just so you know, Georgia, let's just say you started with the $199 package. You absolutely can upgrade later on. You always have that option. It's just starting out, if you started with the $299 package, then you'll start getting those jobs coming in quicker from the Facebook ads. So it just is really kind of a matter of how quickly you want to start getting phone calls, really.
Well, and I talked to our foreman and talked about, like, what were key phrases would they want to use for the 15 words if we wanted to try to do winter work instead of, like, we'll still have to... Dwelling Well is a hardscape company, but it doesn't make sense to, like, really market it right now.
Right.
As far as doing hardscapes.
Right, right. But you do, like, so, you were saying you do kind of, like, remodeling work, right? Like, kind of, like, general contracting work? Yeah. So, but that's really, like, the beauty of it, right? Like I was saying, I mean, you can, for the winter, go ahead and market more of those. And they'll help you out. Like, your account management team will help you with that. I mean, they know specifically, like, what keywords are being searched most, how to kind of word that to be found more often. So stuff like that, they'll absolutely kind of help you with what keywords would fit best to be found for, if you just tell them what your services are.
Okay. So why don't we start there? Kurt is not running inside. I don't know what his issue is. What is the process as far as starting? Like, what do I...
Okay. Basically, I'm just going to set you up. Like I was saying, I kind of ran down the timeline and everything with you already. But just for today, basically, I would just get some basics about your company. I'd send you our terms, which is just everything we discussed in writing. I just would go over what's called a voice verification. It just outlines a service agreement with us. And then I set you up for your client interview. And then the client interview is kind of where everything is really going to start, where they're going to start setting up your package. So now, do you want to do the $199 or the $299?
Why don't we go ahead and start with the $199?
Okay, perfect. Now, we're setting up the account in your name, right?
I think we're going to set it up in the company's name, or does it have to be in a person?
Well, so just as a primary, like a primary on the account. That's all I mean.
That's fine.
Okay. I mean, we can definitely add Kurt as an authorized user on the account, so just so if he calls in, he can get information and stuff. But basically, the primary on the count is just who we would be talking to the most often. So that would be you, right? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So, now, Georgia, what is your last name?
Callis, C-A-L-L-I-S.
Okay. And your name is spelled like the state, right?
It's not, correct.
And, okay. And so, Georgia, what's the best email for you?
Dwellingwell, and then the number one, at gmail.com.
Okay.
And Kurt has access to that, too.
Okay, perfect. And this is always the best phone number for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you said it's dwellingwell1, right, at gmail.com?
The number one. Yep.
Okay, for some reason, hold on. Oh, okay. All right, one second. I think I just misspelled something. Our system lets us know, okay, there we go, that it's like a valid email. Now the best address, is it going to be the 25300 Beck Road?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So now I'm just going to get some basics about the company. What are your hours of operation? Like, when would you guys like to be taking phone calls?
To be honest, I take phone calls all the time. I don't have an hours, but do we have to write hours? It would be Monday, Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then do you guys – what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, just checks?
Cash, checks, Venmo, Zelle. I'm registering to get a credit card. Angie used to have an Angie Pay credit card that people used, but they canceled it in November.
Oh, really? Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's something new. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
And then you are interested in the call tracking number, right? The one we talked
yeah.
about earlier? Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do, George, is I'm just going to text you over the application for that. It's very short. All you do is fill in your email and phone number. So just have that ready for your client interview, okay? Now, okay. So, and then do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create you one?
We have one that I can't access.
Okay. We'll just...
And I'm sitting at my computer right now, and I... can't remember. Kurt, do you remember what it's called?
Facebook?
Yeah.
I don't think we ever tried even looking for it.
I know, but Don made one. Wouldn't he have called it Dwellingwell?
I would
so. Jesse, can you search Facebook?
Yeah, hold on. One second. Okay. Dwellingwell, MI. Okay, let's see. There's a Dwellingwell I see, but it doesn't look like your guys' business. It looks like actually like a spa or something. Or maybe a place. I don't know. I'm not sure. yeah, I don't see it coming up. Do you think it might be under Dwellingwell LLC, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, I don't see one. But that's fine. I mean, even if you don't have access to it, we can still make you a new one. So, okay. And then, adding Kurt as an authorized user, what is his last name?
McCandless, M-C-C-A-N-D.
Okay.
You messed it up. I can't do it like that. M-C, capital C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S.
Okay. It's a very cool last name. Okay, now, the services you typically...
It's not my last name.
No.
So now the services that you're typically offering, I mean, This is just like a basic, right? So, I mean, hardscape, paving, right? But for the summer, you want to do like remodeling stuff. I mean, the winter, like remodeling,
yeah,
stuff like that. Okay.
You want business partners? I'd like to get all of them.
Okay.
Points. For the
pergolas.
And then
this is not our onboarding interview. This is Jesse. We're going to have an interview with somebody that's going to give all those things. This is just your basic.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm almost done with this, actually. So, now, do you, it's not required for Google, but I'm sure you do. You have, like, any licensing or insurance, stuff like that?
We do.
Okay. And then, now, do you have a logo, or do you want us to create you one?
We have one.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming that you want us to hide your address online, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. Now, let's go ahead and set up your client interview. One second here. Let me see what I have available. Okay. Okay, so would you prefer to do it tomorrow or Monday?
Tomorrow's fine.
Okay. It's pretty open tomorrow. We're the client interviews are done between 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So between that time, what would work best for you?
The earlier the better, because we have students tomorrow night.
So you want to do it at 10?
No.
No.
Like 1.
1?
Okay. At night. How long does the whole onboarding take?
It takes like 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay, and then 1 o'clock is fine.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So now, Georgia, the call will be between 1 and 2. The whole phone call, again, it's not going to take an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you.
Definitely.
Okay? Now, 1 second. Okay, let me just put this in real quick. Okay. All right. So now for the billing, the address is going to be the same, correct?
Yeah, I just texted you Kurt's business card, front and back.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I mean, do you mind just reading it off, or do you have a problem with that?
Well, I was sure what the logo and all that looks like.
Oh, the business card. Oh, I thought you meant like a business credit card. I was like, that's fine. So definitely I'll let them know that you sent that. But just mostly that would be good for the client interview. So they're going to ask you to like email pictures and stuff. And they're also
okay.
Going to have you, you can also do it through your reporting dashboard that you're going to get as well. So,
okay.
So for the card, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Amex.
Okay, and I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
I'm going to let him do that. Here you go.
You want a memo?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're just robust with credit cards here, so I want to make sure I put it on the right one.
Sure. Kurt, is the card under your name then?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me change this then. Second.
It's actually listed as Curtis McCandless.
Okay. So is it a C or a K?
C.
And it's just C-U-R-T-I-S, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then the last name is M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S, right?
Correct.
So since the card is under your name, I'm just going to have you sign the terms, right? And then also, I'm going to read the voice verification. I mean, I can read it to both of you. That's not a problem. At least so you both understand the outline of it. But you just would need to sign the term since it's under your name.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So I'm ready whenever you guys are.
Okay. Card number 3779.
Uh-huh.
642-234-11143.
Okay, and then the expiration?
12 of 26.
And then the three-digit code on the back. I mean, I'm sorry, the four-digit code on the front.
Yeah, super secret agent code is 8050.
I always forget that Amexes have that four-digit code.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm doing right now, Curtis, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $199. Now I'm going to read the voice verification to you. Again, this is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. It's also just to outline the service agreement. So if there's something I say that you don't understand, you know, just stop me, let me know, and I'll rephrase the question for you, okay? So, it's Curtis, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dwelling Well, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Kurt McCandless, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So, now, Kurt, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So the call tracking number that you guys are going to get is greatly going to eliminate any type of spam calls. But basically what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Now, at this time, I'm just going to set up a security question with you. You might, I don't know if George is standing there, but you just might want to let her know about the security question so that you guys, if somebody calls you and you're unsure of who's calling, just ask this question. So you have three different options. Just choose one. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
PDP.
Go with PDP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. PDP would be the answer. And he is also sitting right here.
Oh, that's your pet? Is that your,
yeah,
your pet? Okay. Yeah. And what did you say his name was?
PDPETEY, and then she just calls him PDP, so.
Okay.
It is?
Yeah.
It really is. Okay. All right, yeah.
Perfect. I love that. What kind of pets do you guys have?
He's a Pekingese.
Oh, I love Pekingeses. They're like one of my favorite dogs. okay, so now Georgia and Curtis, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Sure.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing, just simply let us know, okay?
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of December 1st, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. Now, this will be a recurring payment. When your term is completed, it will automatically renew on the first of the month in the amount of $199. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. Let me see if you're okay, so the terms came in George's name, so let me change that 1 second. Okay. One second here. Okay. Okay, I'm going to resend this to you right now. One second.
What email address did you give her?
211.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
That's where, like, both of us have access to that, so we'll both see it.
Okay, perfect. I just retexted the terms. Okay, and it came in Curtis's name. Let me know that you've got that. Okay, perfect. So, if you could do me a favor and open up that link, it says My Local Splash. This is the terms. This is everything we discussed in writing. Now, you absolutely can take your time, look it over. If you have any questions, just let me know. Once you're done looking it over, just scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the credit card. Press that little white box. And in the orange box, type out your name. When you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know, okay?
Curtis.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now it's asking for a username and password.
Perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So they will email that to you. Now, I do have you set up for your client interview. Let me make sure I've texted you my extension and phone number. Hold on. Okay, so I have sent you my extension and phone number. Just so you guys know, you can always reach out to me at any time if you need anything, if you need something escalated, whatever it may be. You know, always feel free to reach me at my phone directly. I'm very responsive, and you know, we'll try to get back to you within like 30 minutes unless I'm on a long phone call. I always just suggest that it's best to save that 877 number in your phone. So tomorrow they will be calling you from that 877 number. I'm just going to send you a quick YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works, so you can check that out. And then other than that, you guys are all good to go. I'm excited to get you started with your marketing. Did you have any other questions at all?
No.
I don't think so at this
actually,
time.
Actually, I'm getting an incoming call from one of my staff, so if we're done, I need to jump.
Okay, okay, no problem. It was a pleasure talking to you guys. Have a good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.